12 o'clock, midnight. Listen to the best in radio.
I wrote my mom a letter, and this is what I said. Well, 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 washed all the dishes and a little lot more. I even got the dinner at the grocery store. And now, Mom, you'll find the key next door, 'cause this little girl's gonna rock in. I found some biscuits for the pup. I put fresh water in his cup. And now I'm off, I'm gonna live it. This little girl's gonna rock in. Well, I'll be home about 12 tonight, and not a minute, minute later. Now don't you forget that front door light. Well, that's all for now. I'll see you later, mater. You'll find each thing that you wanna done. I'm off to meet that special one. Boy, oh boy, will we have fun, 'cause this little girl's gonna rock in, yeah. See you later, mate. You'll find each thing that you want it done. I'm off to meet that special one. Boy, oh boy, will we have fun, 'cause this little girl's gonna rock in. Yeah, this little girl's gonna rock in. Oh, this little girl's gonna rock in.
Hi. I'm Mick Novak. Well, actually, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, the host of Crap from the Past here on KFAI, filling in for Mick Novak this week on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. And the show may sound a little bit like Crap from the Past, but that's okay. I'm going to try and make it sound as much like Mick as I possibly can. A little more, a little less. And now, we'll start with Stephanie Mills and the theme from Fletch. How far out is this? High shrill voice, and yet it works nicely with the synthesizer backgrounds from 1985, Bit by Bit, on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'.
Have you heard the news? P-I.
The confident strut of a fine Gamble and Huff production from 1979. That's the Jones Girls, song that got a lot of airplay in New York City when I was growing up. I was 10 at the time. I took it all in. Life was good. And then, after I moved away from New York, I found out that it really wasn't much of a hit anywhere else. You Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else. And I do remember hearing it very, very clearly on 92KTU. Growing up in New York City. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, filling in for Mick Novak this week on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. Something you'd like to hear? I'm not really answering the phone tonight. Too much pandemonium. Instead, you can send me emails to ron@crapfromthepast.com. I'm normally the host of Crap from the Past, and I'm going to do my darndest not to make this show sound like Crap from the Past. I'm not sure that it's working all that well. Anyway, from 1991, song that got a lot of airplay here in the Twin Cities on KJ104 back when it came out. This is Kirstie McCall and a song she co-wrote with Johnny Marr from the Smiths. This is Walking Down Madison on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'.
But you can't give them up in these mercenary times. Oh no. And you feel real guilty about the coat on your back and the sandwich you had. to the corner, don't look at those freaks. Keep your head down low and stay quick on your feet. Oh yeah. The beaming boy from Harlem with the Air Force coat. The ones who died, the ones who tried, the ones that sit and gloat. From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train. From the shots in the penthouse to the raps in the basement, it's not that far. To the bag lady frozen asleep on the church steps, it's not that far.
Would you like to see some more?
I can show you if you'd like to.
Every city and town doesn't matter to me. Lives for whom nothing's happening. Hungry children in a mother dilemma. Dumpster diving to feed a baby endless. And you walk on by like it doesn't affect you. The held out hand that you pay no respect to. Nickels and dimes won't even buy your guilt. Another wine of death burnt to death in his book. It's a cardboard city, newspaper metropolis. This is some kind of cold fog. Keep on top of this. The authorities come, hatching up the display. Do they solve the problems? No, they move them away. They're in a vicious circle of no fixed abode. The social won't pay them the money they owe. When you got no money, you can't pay the rent. Hypothermia kills, cause the system is bent.
From an uptown apartment to a night on the A train, it's not that far. From the shops in the penthouse to the rats in the basement, it's not that far. To the bad lady frozen asleep in the park.
So you're already a listener. You may even be a listener member. But did you know you can be a hands-on volunteer at KFAI?
It's easy. Whether you want to work behind the scenes in office support,
help spread the word about KFAI at community events and concerts,
or share your knowledge, wisdom, or musical taste on the air, you can.
Just call our volunteer coordinator, Pam Hill, at 612-341-3144, extension 22, and find out how you can get started.
Go ahead and take that next step. Give Pam a call, 612-341-3144, extension 22, or go online at kfai.org and help keep the KFAI community strong.
The door is always open.
Stronger every day. And it-
Holy crap. That's Katrina and the Waves and their remake of River Deep Mountain High. The original, a fairly bombastic production by Phil Spector that he slaved over, and he gave it to Tina Turner. Tina Turner came in, sang over the wall of sound, and really it's just an overproduced mess. It was a commercial failure also. It didn't do well on the charts at all. And Phil Spector very upset that it didn't take off. Well, at year fast, this was sometime around 1968, I think. Years later, Katrina and the Waves are an up-and-coming bar band. Four-piece rock, just straight-ahead rock like you just heard. And they put together a couple of albums for Attic Records in Canada and recorded, as one of the tracks on there, their version of River Deep Mountain High. They'd play this thing live all the time. They were tight. And Attic Records thought, no, we don't want to have a remake on these albums, and they left it off. And it sat in a vault for years and years and years until around 2003 when Katrina and the Waves saw it fit to re-release those two albums on CD, which was very nice of them. And now the rest of the world can hear their blistering remake of River Deep Mountain High. And you heard it here on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. Hi, I'm Mick Novak. No, I'm Ersatz Mick Novak. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, the host of Crap from the Past, doing my best to remember what show I'm actually hosting tonight here on KFAI. Something you'd like to hear, Ron at crapfromthepast.com. And I'm doing my best to play the girl stuff and nothing but. And now, oh, hey, what do you know? Another remake of a late 60s soul hit. The original done by Ann Peebles, a nice grindy slow thing that came out on High Records, if I'm not mistaken. This more of a thumpin' disco classic, and it's produced by Frank Farian, the guy who worked his magic with Boney M. in the late 70s, and much later, it worked with Milli Vanilli. Yes, that Frank Farian also produced the group Eruption, and for the life of me, I can't remember the woman's name who's singing, but she does a pretty decent job on her remake of I Can't Stand the Rain from 1978 on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. Everything was so grand, just at once. Now that
KFAI News Department presents Community Voices as part of KFAI's ongoing commitment to engage organizations, leaders, and proponents of issues that have a voice to share. We invite you to tell us about how you serve our community.
These 3 to 5 minute segments place a community voice to a community issue. We welcome your participation and suggestions of people, places, issues, and activism that inform and truly make a difference.
So tell us about your work. Spread awareness. Sound off. Be the voice of your community.
To learn more about how you can participate and produce a Community Voices segment, email kfaicommunityvoices@gmail.com.
It was recorded for the dance floor. That it was. It was a good-sized dance hit, I think, and grazed the bottom of the pop charts in late 1986. That's Uptown. And the 12-inch version of I Know I'm Losing You, a remake of a Temptation song. So that's three soul songs in a row remade in much later on. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, filling in for Mick Novak this week on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', and I got a request or two at ron@crapfromthepast.com. Karen White, I could do some Karen White, and we'll do that shortly. But first, okay, one more. A fourth remake of a 60s song, and this one really just a complete and total overhaul. I'm sure this is not what Paul Simon had in mind when he wrote Bridge Over Troubled Water, and yet, this is what happened. It found its way onto record in 1979. This is Linda Clifford on I'll get it right eventually, on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. Yeah, I got it right, on KFAI.
Know who you're gonna run into on Rockin' and Rhythm.
Hokey Smoke, this is Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
And this is Natasha the Lynx.
And this is June Foray. I just wanted to tell you that I listen to David Cummings, and you better. You know, I get a good laugh out of it. A wonderful experience of feeling good, and that's what he makes you do. And not only that, you get to meet all of the wonderful people, and especially Tweetin' Sylvester's granny, because that's who is calling right now. So, everybody, listen to David Cummings, 6 to 9 a.m. Bye.
See what I mean? Rockin' in Rhythm, every Wednesday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. on KFAI.
Happiness is when I think of you, and we'll get together and rendezvous. I'll be on time, you bring the wine, and we'll lock the door, or you'll be all mine.
White and a request on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', Secret Rendezvous, a big hit from the summer of 1989. I think Karen White's married to either Jimmy Jam Harris or Terry Lewis. I can't remember which, and I'm not 100% sure that's correct there, but partial details, unsubstantiated partial facts, that's what I'm all about. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, the host of Crap from the Past here on KFAI, and this week I'm Ersatz Mick Novak, sitting in for her on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. Requests? You can certainly send me requests. Don't call me, though. I'm not answering the phone. You can send me requests, though, at ron@crapfromthepast.com. Now, I want you to listen to this. This is a song you've heard about a jillion times before, but just listen to the way it's put together. This is Quarter Flash and Harden My Heart from early 1982. Get the idea. Okay, let me give you a little taste of the chorus as I talk over the whole song. A Pretender's knockoff. Well, if you want to be unkind about it, then yeah, I suppose so. Quarter Flash was Marv and Rindy Ross. And that's Rindy Ross singing, and I believe she's playing the saxophone on it also. Harden My Heart, big hit in early 1982. Almost exactly 26 years ago. It's nice. Well, I'm about to play you a clip of American Top 40. You know, if you listen to Crap from the Past, that I'm a huge fan of Casey Kasem and of American Top 40 in general. And this little clip will demonstrate why. So you've heard Harden My Heart, the big hit from Quarter Flash. This is an excerpt from American Top 40 from 1982.
We're up to Quarter Flash's big hit, Harden My Heart. Now, this same song has been a regional hit for them in Oregon before they came onto the national scene. But it wasn't the same recording that you've been hearing on American Top 40 the past 18 weeks. We asked Quarter Flash if they'd supply us with a copy of that original Harden My Heart because we thought it would be interesting to hear the first version of the song that gave them their first regional hit and got them the contract with Geffen Records. So, here it is. At number 25 this week, Rindy Ross sounding not much different on the vocal, but with a much simpler instrumental backing. Quarter Flash's original Harden My Heart. Quarterflash, and a song that's been on the chart for 19 consecutive weeks. That was not the version we've been hearing for the past 18 weeks. That was the original version that became a local hit in the northwest part of the country and got them their contract with Geffen Records. Then they re-recorded it with more instruments. Harden My Heart by Quarterflash as the countdown continues.
K-F-A-I.
Some great sounding guitar work from 1975, if you can believe it. That song, 33 years old, a remake of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground. That's a woman named Ellen McElwain. I don't know anything about her. That's okay. It's cool. It's Stevie, and I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber sitting in for Mick Novak this week on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', beaming out worldwide from KFAI here in Minneapolis. Something you'd like to hear tonight? I've been giving out the request line. Well, I'm not answering the phone tonight, but I am responding to emails at ron@crapfromthepast.com. And now, a song written by Holly Knight. I have mad love for Holly Knight. And really, in the pop world, nobody rocked harder in the 80s than Holly Knight, a songwriter whose name you don't know, but you know all her songs. Love is a Battlefield, The Warrior, Better Be Good to Me. Oh, the list goes on and on. Holly Knight wrote everything in the 80s. And this is a song she wrote and recorded with her band Spider back in 1980, 81, something like that. It was on one of the first two Spider albums. Well, there were only two. It's on one of them, and I can't remember which. The song is Little Darlin', and this is a remake by Sheila. And this was produced by Keith Olsen, big-time producer, hoping to get this thing on the charts. It didn't really work that well. Moseyed halfway up the Hot 100 and then fell off. From late 1981, this is Sheila and Little Darlin' on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'.
You like women?
Definitely. I think women are great. Yeah. You're the fundamental
of
the universe.
You know.
Glorious. Wonders.
So your Tuesday night's best be really fantastic.
Most of the time.
What do you mean?
You got to listen to Woman Speak, a radio journal on Tuesday nights from 10 to 10:30. Kids are in bed. You're getting your cup of tea.
Woman Speak.
Woman Speak?
Woman Speak is a collective of four women. They talk about all sorts of issues. The arts, politics, gender politics, and it's verbal action from a woman's point of view.
Verbal action.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
That sounds totally cool.
Yeah, Women Speak, a radio journal on Tuesday nights from 10 to 10:30. Tune in.
KFEI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul, streaming online at www.kfei.org.
Yeah.
the all-powerful voice of Martha Wash singing with Black Box from 1991 and a 12-inch version of Open Your Eyes. Ooh, so much Martha Wash. I love Martha Wash. What a voice. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org. And I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, filling in this week for Mick Novak, who's flitting around town enjoying herself while her sister is in town. At least that's the story that I was told, and that's the story I'm sticking with. So she'll be back next week. I'm just filling the void while she's gone, trying not to destroy the This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' franchise. And oh, and now I'll tell an intensely personal story. Don't we like that here on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'? I grew up in New York City, born in 1968, so I'm just setting the scene here. Turns out, my grandfather ran the division of the Longines Symphonette Society that was the mail order division. He was an accountant by trade, but he loved music and played the xylophone when he was younger and had an organ in the house and all sorts of good stuff. So he ran the mail club, the sort of the record club division of Longines Symphonette, and they would have these giant box sets of albums, like a four album set of Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, for example, or Mantovani, or some other things that you can still find in the thrift stores to this day. Yep, I'm in part responsible for that because Grandpa ran the division of that particular record company. Those were his products. I just think that's cool. I didn't know that at the time when I was growing up. I only found that out 15 years after he died, many years ago. Oh, I would have loved to have actually talked to him about that, but it never occurred to me to actually ask why he had an entire wall full of albums down at the house when he retired in Florida. Because it turns out those were his actual products that he actually made. Anyway, so Grandpa was deeply into music. And apparently, Grandpa found some promo 45s and gave them to me at a very young age. And these are white label promos that went out to radio stations somewhere around the 1970 timeframe. I would have been two. And he gave these to me probably when I was three. And I got to play them on my little Philips portable record player, which has deep lasting impact on a three-year-old, I gotta tell you. And that probably pushed me down the slippery slope to wherever I am today, thanks in part to Grandpa. So Grandpa, I believe, my grandfather, was responsible for finding these 45s for me, a three-year-old, two-year-old at the time, and sending me down the road. 45's not, I wouldn't say inappropriate for kids, but wow, very sophisticated for a three-year-old. And this, what I'm about to play for you here, far and away the best song out of all of them. This came out on Soul Records. It was a division of Motown, and this was a white label promo on Soul. Same song on both sides, and really, it rocks quite hard. I have the song on CD, but it just sounds so much better to me from that actual 45. So I'm going to play this 45 for you now. Probably the very first record I ever owned from the ripe age of three. From the song was a hit in 1970, 71? 70, 71. I probably got it when I was two or three in 1970, 71, something like that, thanks to my grandfather. This is Gladys Knight and the Pips, and You Need Love Like I Do, Don't Ya, on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'.
Got Tune in every Friday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. for a showcase of the vibrant and diverse local music scene.
Minnesota Soundtrack is one of the few radio shows in the Twin Cities that devotes a whole hour and a half strictly to local bands and musicians.
Minnesota Soundtrack on KFAI incorporates live performances, interviews, and the latest in Minnesota music.
So join Jackie, Danny, and Nathan every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. for Minnesota Soundtrack on KFAI.
I'm just going to assume that was a hit in France or somewhere in Europe, or Laura Branigan would never have heard of it. That's Martine Clemenceau. She wrote it. She sang it. She had presumably a hit with Solitaire in 1981. Laura Branigan would later record her version of it in English, of course, and have a big hit with it in 1983. And now with the Laura Branigan connection there, I thought I would dig up one more Laura Branigan thingy here, and we'll play it here on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber in for Mick Novak this week. This is it's a remix that came out from Hot Tracks. This is a remix service that would remix stuff. And they remixed Laura Branigan's Gloria. They called it Gloria in 3D. And really, it ain't so good. But I'm going to play it anyway on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'.
familiar? You can tune in to Sangam on Saturdays at 5 p.m. That's right, Saturdays at 5 p.m. to listen to Sarjeet, Mukhtar, Shashi, Ahmed, and Sarit. For your favorite sounds from the Indian subcontinent, tune in Saturday at 5 p.m. for Sangam.
From 1980, and More Love. To my 12-year-old ears, I thought that's a great song, and it really is, actually. And it was only years later that I found out, oh, it's a Smokey Robinson song originally recorded by the Miracles in the 60s. What do you know? I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis, and want to just acknowledge many people listening via the web tonight. Probably more people listening in on the internet than listening in here in our tiny little FM transmitter thingy from downtown Minneapolis. So hi to Big J Philpott, who's listening somewhere in this time zone. I'm not sure where he actually is, but that's okay. Jay, always a pleasure to have you on board. And Colin, who's listening live in Liverpool, England, which is a hoot to me. So nice to have you guys on board. And anywhere in between, if you're listening tonight, I really appreciate it. I'm in for Mick Novak. Normally, she's in with This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', and I'm doing my version of This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. Sounds a lot like crap from the past, doesn't it? Well, what are you going to do? Now, Machine. A disco creation on RCA Records that was big in New York and apparently I don't know, it might have gotten some airplay here at KFMX, FMX, I think, a disco radio station that didn't last too long, but one that Big J Philpott worked at in 1978, 79. He might have been around when this song was popular. He might have actually played There But For the Grace of God Go I by Machine. An interesting thing about this particular song, the actual version of the song, well, the original release, had some naughty lyrics in it that RCA Records didn't like, and they made Machine go back into the studio and re-record the line. So what I'm about to play for you here, let's play the censored line. This was actually what appeared on the 45. Okay, I got to cut that off here. If you're listening in headphones, you can actually hear that the vocal quality is not quite the same. That's how the 7-inch 45 appeared. And now let me play you the uncensored album version and 12-inch single. Whoops, hang on a minute. Go, play. Let's find a place, they say, somewhere far away. With no black, no Jews, and no gays. Oh, RCA Records thinking, oh, we can't put that out. And it found its way into the clubs, though. It found its way onto the album and onto the 12-inch single. And really, it's a lot harder to find the censored 7-inch version today than it is the album version. And why don't I just play that? It's a great song. If you listen in the context, the lyrics really aren't. No, I won't comment on them at all. It kind of makes sense in the context of the song, but I can see why RCA Records got a little upset. So from 1979, Machine, and a dance floor classic at this point, There But For the Grace of God Go I, on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. Come on, start.
Yes, feel the power as the clouds lift your speaker towers. I am DJ Steely, and I invite you to join me for Kinda Cloudy Radio, the freshest addition to KFAI's award-winning programming. Each episode of Kinda Cloudy Radio is finely tuned to heighten the senses as we navigate the airwaves in search of the rawest funk, soul, reggae, afrobeat, and blues music. So dust off those boom boxes, pack your bags, and hop on board. Your world's about to get a whole lot funkier. Sunday nights, midnight to 2 a.m. on KFAI Radio Without Boundaries.
Now, before we begin, moi is going to put your stereo through a quick warm-up. You see, if you have been playing soft, wishy-washy, wimpy-type music on your Hi-Fi, it may be a little bit out of shape, and I certainly would not want my vigorous jungle-type exercise rhythms to overload your soundulizer and maybe blow out your noisolator thingy. So, shall we begin our stereo aerobic exercises? Here we go. We'll try the balance. To the right, to the left, in the center. To the right, to the left, in the center. Pretty good. Now, the volume. All the way up, all the way down. All the way up, all the way down. Very good. Now, exercise the tone control.
I love it. Stereo warm-up is how it's billed. That's Frank Oz as Miss Piggy from the album Miss Piggy's Aerobic Exercise Workout Album from 1982. That actually came out on Warner Brothers Records. It's fantastic. I'll have to get some work cuts from that because that's just plain terrific. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. What happened to your radio? I'm in for Mick Novak this week on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. Normally I host Crap from the Past, and one or two of these songs have turned up on Crap from the Past before. But that's okay. I'm just here to make sure that the place doesn't burn down and that the show is utterly spectacular this week. Mick will be back next week. She's not sick or anything. She's actually gallivanting around town with her sister, who's in from out of town, if I understand things correctly. Is she having fun? I'm not sure. You'll have to call her next week and let her know. If you want to get in touch with me this week, easiest way is by email, ron@crapfromthepast.com. Now, Holland. I have a strange fascination with some of the European and the Scandinavian pop that didn't cross over to the U.S., even remotely close to the U.S., and probably didn't even cross over to England. I'm not sure where this stuff was a hit. Probably in Holland, because I have it on an album from Holland that came out on Arcade Records. Hit Score was a very... It's a compilation album, and it's put together like the U.S. and the British K-Tel albums from way back when. This came out from 1982. And I don't know who this woman is. Her name is Laurie Spee. She probably had a bunch of hits over there, and she's huge, but I'd never heard of her before. And the song I'm about to play for you, for some reason, conjures up a very, very bad 1979-era sitcom. Kind of like Three's Company. Or even a lame attempt at Benny Hill? No, more like Three's Company. It just strikes me as TV theme show material, and a very, very bad TV show at that. So without any further ado, this is a woman named Laurie Spee from 1982. This is Good News, Bad News on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'.
KFAI.
Nick Acosta, Don Costa's daughter. Nick Acosta from 2004, 2005, something like that. Until I Get to You, from the album Ain't Never Did Nothing, Can't Never Did Nothing. I forget what the album's called. The album's really good. Lenny Kravitz plays and has a heavy hand in a couple of the tracks on that particular album. And he's playing bass and drums Until I Get to You. So, oh yeah, if you like the funk, hunt down the Nick Acosta because it's really good. There's an earlier album that she did in the early aughts, somewhere around 2002. That's okay. It's kind of like the blueprint for Can't Never Did Nothing, Ain't Never Did Nothing. You'll see. It's really good. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Normally I'm the host for Crap from the Past, which airs here on KFAI right before This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. And Mick asked me a number of weeks ago, hey, my sister's coming into town. I want to take a week off. Can you fill in? Well, can I ever? And so I'm all G'd up, like they say, and I've been enjoying myself. Another 18 minutes left on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. And then I forgot what I queued up. Track 16. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, this is going to take us into a very strange place here. It's a 12-inch single. It came out on Cornerstone Records, label I'd never heard of, and it's billed to Mamie Van Doren. Mamie Van Doren was an actress in the 50s and starred in some very, very bad movies. Now, is this the same Mamie Van Doren who tried to record a dance hit in 1984? I still don't know. And really, I don't care that much, but let's assume this is the same actress from the 50s trying to make the big dance record comeback in the 80s. From 1984, this is one of the strangest sounding records I have. Mamie Van Doren, that's what it says on the label, and State of Turmoil on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'.
KFAI is supported in part by Southside Pride Newspaper, delivering 48,000 copies door-to-door at coffee shops and area businesses each month in the Phillips, Powderhorn, Nokomis, and Riverside neighborhoods of South Minneapolis. Locally owned and operated for 17 years, they will soon be releasing Southside Soul Volume 1, a compilation CD of musicians of the South Side of Minneapolis.
Resist the temptation to hose down your radio, really. That's, well, you can call her an actress because she was in movies. That's Marilyn Chambers from 1977. Yes, she recorded a disco song. Benihana, Little Flower. I don't know if it was a hit in the clubs. I kind of doubt it, but there it is. The former Miss Ivory Snow, who went on to things that were... Well, she was in a naughty movie or two. Marilyn Chambers, female vocalist, why not? And one more, because I happen to have this. Andrea True starred in a blue movie or two, as I understand it, and that's what gave her the cash to go record more, as the Andrea True connection. And when it came time to follow that up, a couple years later, she did the same thing again. Same band, as I understand it. This is Andrea True and New York, You Got Me Dancing on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'.
Baby, with your heart, what story? You need a place to show the wind.
I actually really like that song a lot. The Andrea True Connection and New York You Got Me Dancing from somewhere around 1979. One song left. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I'm telling you 5 minutes early. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org. I've been sitting in for Mick Novak this week on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', and you can tell her next week that I didn't destroy the franchise. Or maybe I did. It's up to you. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Mick, for letting me fill in. This has been a lot of fun. And this last song, released twice. The first time it came out, did nothing. Then they remixed it, a drastic overhaul remix, and it became a hit in Canada, and England, actually, and a very small hit here in the U.S. First, I'll play a little clip of the original, as it sounded somewhere around 1981. This is the Canadian duo Cherry, C-H-E-R-I, in case you want to hunt this down. Second intro. You think I could have planned this a little bit better here. Wait until the vocals kick in. And it goes on a bit like that. So that came out on 6 a.m. Records in Canada, and Stiff didn't do so well at all. Then they remixed it, drastic overhaul remix, and re-released it, did fairly nicely. And that remix, hang on a second here, is what I'm going to play for you. Track 5. See, it's all on the same CD. Bit of a problem there. I'm going to play the remixed version, which was a good hit in England, tiny hit here in the U.S., and probably a big hit in Canada, where they're from. This is Sherry and Murphy's Law. And that's going to do it for me. Mick will be back next week. Bye-bye. Thank you. Listen to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul, www.kfai.org.